I don't know if it is a bass. I think it's a 5-pounder. We really need to put in the boat!
Two stops left, MLF, in the boat! Invitationals. Ah! Everything's on the line for several anglers to make the BPT for next year. But we still got to pick some fancy fishing. Summertime on the Potomac River should be a good event. Let's take a look at Omnia Fishing and see what's going on summer reports. So we see some reports here on swim jigs, not surprising, grass fishery, and some flipping stuff from JP, and then Gray Buck, who's actually a competitor in here, talking about chatterbaits. So all those, not a real big surprise. I think we could probably add in a frog and a couple other things like that. Flipping, Senkos, hardcover, grass, and that's probably the summertime. It's really gonna be interesting to see whether it's the guys that are squatting in areas and riding out tides or anglers that are really in tune with the tides of the Potomac and can run the tide to maximize their efficiencies. 2 years ago, Jacopo Galele won here pretty much the same time of year. It took 65 pounds across 4 days to win. He had a really big bag, 20 pounds the last day, to close it out and come from behind and beat out Michael Neal, both of them who are fishing this event. Special note to the Angler of the Year standings here. We've got Ron Nelson, Matt Steffen, Martin Villa, all contending to make the BPT. Also Keith Carson, Colby Schrumpf. They're in position with two events left. Now, these other anglers like Gray Buck, Michael Neal, Dakota Ebert, already BPT qualified. If they stay in the top eight, they block anybody from joining the BPT. So a bunch of things here to watch. Several of the anglers in that 10 to 15 also got a shot if they can move up and make a surge in these last two events. After the Potomac, it finalizes in La Crosse in July. Before we make some picks, let's look at the leaderboard here. With two events left, 500th or so place, I'm about 250 pounds behind Casey Kay, who's over there. I'll lead. Let's see how we're doing in the Beat Hellebass League. People in the Beat Hellebass League are competing for some Super K jig gift cards at the end of the season. That same Casey is leading our league. I believe he's from Wisconsin. He's got a, I don't know, 75-pound lead over Scott Pitlick and Greg Apple and a few others that are trying to catch him with two events left. I'm sitting in 52nd place, but that are the people that are in the driver's seat for this section of the MLF Invitationals and the Beat Hellebass Group and some Super K gift cards where they can get themselves some Made in USA hand-tied, Made in Wisconsin custom swim jigs. Check them out. If you can't wait or you don't think you can beat Casey, code HELLABASS15 will save you 15%. Link down in the description. We'll see how it shakes out.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now on to the picks. I'm going to go with the AOI leader. Ron Nelson's got a lot of experience on the Potomac. He doesn't have like any really great finishes, but he's got a lot of solid finishes, and that should serve him well. Martin Villa, kind of a local, actually, I think has a win here in a BFL. Fishes here quite a bit, and he's doing really well in the overall points. He should maintain. Michael Neal almost won last time you're here. Plenty of title experience. Done very well on the James. Done well on the Potomac. Jacopo Galele, your defending champ. And then for our below 40 guy, there's John Duarte, who looks like he's probably jackpotting this tournament. They are letting some anglers fill these invitationals. So I'm just going to take a shot at him. I think he's got like a couple of decent finishes there in BFLs and some other things, and a little bit of dark horse. Moving on to Group B, Gray Buck, plenty of experience here, has done very well. He likes title situations. Keith Carson, not a great track record, but I think Keith is just going to catch him. Cody Pike, decent experience here. Fred Boom Boom, Frog, I like his chances. And then Tom Mansour, former winner down here, he's my below 40 pick. Final day winner, what's it going to take? Their biggest bag on the final day, 17 pounds, 7 ounces. Jacopo did have 20 pounds last time we were here, but most other people had 15, 16 pounds. So I think 17, 18 pounds is a more realistic target for that final day for the winner. If you're in the hunt, doing well in these fancy fishing games, consider subscribing and hitting that bell notification so you don't miss any videos. That way you will not forget to get your lineups in.